Today we are going to be beginning our new series in which we are going to be tracking the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, where they were, what Chazal tell us about their place before and after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and what contemporary poskim or researchers have said about the whereabouts of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, including the all-famous question, does the Vatican in Rome house the elusive Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash? All this and more is going to be discussed in this current series. We are going to start our series first with tracking the Orin. The Orin B'ris Hashem. And it's always important to start at the very beginning, obviously. But also because when we're going to learn the Psukim, we're going to find out very quickly that there was a lot more than just one Orin. So we have a lot to track, a lot to understand. And this will help us understand the different stories that Chazal tell us about the Orin. So let's start really from the very beginning. The first time we hear about an Orin is in Parshas Truma, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, where the Eibishter tells Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yosu Orin atzei shitim amasayim mechetzi orkei v'amo v'chetzi rochboi v'amo v'chetzi koimosoi. The Eibishter Perech Hafei, Pasuk Yud of Parshas Truma, outlines for us a special box to house the luchos, not so big, 2.5 amas long, an ama and a half wide, an ama and a half high. We have this beautiful orin that is going to house the luchos. This is what the Eibishter tells us in Parshas Truma. Everybody knows that in Truma Tetzave, the Eibishter tells us what to do, and Vayakal and Pikudei, we actually do what the Eibishter says. Which it's amazing that the Torah repeats it, but we all know why. Because so many things that we are told to do, we don't always do. So actually showing that we actually did what we were told is worthy of repetition. So, but when it comes to actually building the Orin, the Torah tells us in Parshas Vayakel, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, and Chumash Shemois, Vayas B'tzalel HaOrin, that B'tzalel made the Orin. Now Rashi wonders, why does the Torah stress the fact that B'tzalel made the Orin? I mean, B'tzalel was in charge of the construction of the entire Mishkan, and him with Aliyav, Ben Achisamach, Lamati Don. So why, regarding the Orin, do we say specifically, Vayas B'tzalel as Orin, that B'tzalel made the Orin? So Rashi says, when it came to building the Orin, B'tzalel was extra involved. He was more involved with building the Orin more than any other of the Chachamim. Nikras al Shmoi, so he gets the credit. It's called the Orin that B'tzalel made. And obviously, like the Sifsei Chachamim explains, that the Orein is obviously the main keli of the Beis HaMikdash. So if you are B'tzalel and you want to put all your koiches into one keli, you're going to obviously pick the most choshev, the most important, the place that houses the Orein, the Luchos Hashem. It's going to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So yes, B'tzalel picks the Orein and he makes the Orein. So if you ask your average kid in Cheder, who made the Orein? They'll tell you, B'tzalel made the Orin. That's what it says in the Torah. But what's fascinating is that we have another pasuk. This pasuk in Dvarim, this is in Parshas Ekev, this is Perek Yud. The Torah tells us that after Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking about the Shviras HaLuchos, when he broke the Luchos, Nebach, the Chet Eitzadah, the Chet Egel, and Ba'esa hi Amar Hashem Elai, Moshe says at that time, the Eibishter told me, make sure to carve out the new luchos, because the first luchos were broken, obviously. Come up to our Sinai, and the Eibishter will take care of the second luchos. And here is the key word. Vasisa lecha aroin eitz. And make a orin. And again, the Torah continues. To take the luchais that you broke and put it in the orin. And Pasuk Gimel, Moshe says, Va'as arein atzei shitin. And yes, I followed the Eibishter's command, and I made the Orin. So stelt sich the Shaila. Did Moshe Rabbeinu make the Orin? Or did Bezalel make the Orin? We have two psukim in Teresh B'chsav. One says that Moshe Rabbeinu made the Orin, clearly. And one says, clearly, Va'as Bezalel as ha'orin. Obviously, this is a shailim, shutei shomikra. Who made the orin? So Rashi answers the question. Now, I want to tell you that most people are unaware of this Rashi, this very, very factual Rashi that's been in Chumash all this time. Rashi says like this. The Torah, L'soif arboim yoim nisratzali, after 40 days of begging for the forgiveness of the Yidin, Moshe Rabbeinu says, that the Eibishter said, you know what? Psal lecha. Then he says, Vasis lecha orin. He says, V'ani asisi orin tchila. I already had a orin built. Why? Kishavi v'aluchis biyode hecham etneim. I'm going to come, I knew I was coming down with luchais. I'm not going to sit and hold luchais the whole day. I need to have a Orin. So Orin was already built before I went up to Har Sinai. Listen to the next words of Rashi, the most important. V'loi zehu ha'orin sh'asa Bezalel. The Orin in this pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about is a different Orin than Bezalel. Rashi gives us an explanation that there were two Orins. There was the Orin that Moshe Rabbeinu made and the Orin that Bezalel made. Because the whole story of the Mishkan only happened after the Shviras Aluchais. So Bezalel getting around to building the Arin was only way after the whole story of Matan Torah and the Chet Eitz HaEgel. And says Rashi, Nimtza ze Arin acher hoyo. You must say that this is a different Arin. In Pshutei Shel Mikra, there are two Aroines. The Arin that Moshe made, and the Orin that Bezalel made. The Orin, it always says that the Orin that went to war, which Orin was it? It wasn't the Orin of Bezalel, it was the Orin of Moshe. The only one time the Orin that Bezalel made went out, that was in the time of Eli, and everybody knows that learned Shmuel, that the Orin in the times of Eli were captured by the Plishtim, and that was a tremendous source of Agmas Nefesh for Klal Yisrael and for the Eibishter, the whole story of how the Orin was captured and had to be brought back. So clearly, there are two Aroinois, which Mashpiim would say, to go out to Melchama, you need an Orin that Moshe made. You have to be Mekusher to Moshe. To be menatzeach b'milchama. Now, I want you to see that this itself is not so pashut. We have other shittas. For example, you have the shita of the Ramban. See on the other page, which he brings down five shittas. According to the Ramban, in the second shot, only one Orin was made. And that the Orin Bezalel made the original Orin, and he has to give a different shot in the Pasuk. And if you look down, brings down from the Netziv quotes Etei Sefta, that the Sefta says, Reb Yehuda ben Lakish says, three Aroinis were made. Not only was there not only one, there wasn't even just two. According to the Sefta, there were three Aroinis. One made by Bezalel, the second Orin had the first broken luchais, then a third Orin that had a Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. But we are going to stick with the Pirush of Rashi, And we had these two aroinas. So what happened with these two aroinas? So according to Rashi, when Bezalel made his luchais, Moshe took the second luchais in the aron that Bezalel made. The first one with the shivrei luchais remained in the aron that Moshe made and stayed in his tent. This later, the second aron went out to war and it led the Bnei Yisrael in the desert. And when the Beis HaMikdash, when Shlomo HaMelech made the Beis HaMikdash, even the Shivrei Luchais were put into the main Aron in the Beis HaMikdash. And that is the simple understanding of these two Aroinas. So that's the background of the Aroinas. Now, what happens to the Aron once it reaches the Beis HaMikdash? This we will discuss in the upcoming year.